I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Yay! I don't know what to
do. What was that?
That was so bad.
Okay, so I'm so tired that like craziness is coming out of my mouth right now. But welcome to Mom is Over Low. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
You have a weird energy today.
I know. I'm really tired.
No, it's not that.
No, I'm like really tired, so it's like that second wind just kicked in and I'm like running on fumes. Yeah, that's what it is. And my stomach hurts because I had crappy pizza for dinner and woohoo!
Could have ordered a good burger, but.
But I already ate.
Well, my defense, I don't know. I mean,
you don't know if
it's,
it might be a crappy burger.
It might be a crappy burger. I hope not. You know who doesn't make a crappy burger?
Wait, before we get into that, let's talk about our wine real quick. Guys, this is a first for the podcast. We are drinking out of a box.
We are starting a box wine series.
Well, maybe not. We might skip next week. But
we're just going to drink different box wines.
Yeah, but so we're starting out with the Wine Cube. It's called Wine Cube. Red. This is the red blend. It's from Target, and it's the little box because I bought these for me, and nobody else brought wine, so we're kind of like...
The Dulce Leche Cake is unavailable.
Oh,
bastards. It's fine. I don't need anything. That's the freaking universe saying you're fat ass.
Okay. Do you want to replace it with another one?
No, because that was the universe telling me.
You know that you're still going to eat the ones that we get, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the wine, the box wine supposedly has aromas of berries and cinnamon spice. I smell wine. So.
I mean, it's just wine.
Yeah. I like that the back of the box says, I'm delicious. I'm simple. I'm portable. And I'm like, yeah, this is the best to take to the movies.
Yeah, we take these into the movies all the time.
Yeah, because each little box is about 3 glasses of wine. So it'll get you drunk during a movie. I took one to Endgame. Missy was supposed to drink with me. I drank it all by myself. So I was drunk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
She had to drive me to pick up my son from school.
Lovely.
It was classy.
But it's not bad.
A friend of mine is at D23 and he ran into these chicks Disney bounding or cosplaying as the princesses, but old.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
So back to Steph's amazing segue.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's off.
What are you doing?
You clapped.
Oh, I did? Why didn't I hear?
Who's licking me? Oh, hello.
So, Steph, you were segueing?
Oh, yes.
Segue.
I wanted to make our listeners aware that next Friday, because this is dropping on Wednesday.
This is supposedly dropping on Wednesday if I edit it on time. And
you have
my
to.
My hardest to edit it on time. But
your kids are back in school now. You don't have an excuse.
I know. Next Friday,
Next Friday,
the 30th of August.
30th. We are going to be co-hosting and live podcasting at the like unofficial soft opening of the Burger Beast Burger Joint in Wichita. And we'd love for everybody to come. And if not, you're going to hear the episode the week after. So yep. That's fine.
I'm so excited.
But Vanessa put it like Westchester royalty will be there. So
does that mean we're Westchester royalty?
I don't know.
I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think so either, but like, I feel like we're like on the way and we know all these people.
If anything, we're like,
but people know of us too.
People know of us. People come up to me some, like very rarely, but people have come up to me like in the past and been like, oh, like, are you Mama Zimmerlo? Like when we're in an area. Like,
last weekend, by the time this comes out, yeah, last weekend, Martha of Miami opened. She had her grand opening of her store, La Tiendecita by Martha of Miami. And I went with Neri and we ran into Ish from Pero Let Me Tell You. And, you know, it was like a huge party and it was really fun. And congratulations to Martha. Super proud of her.
Yeah.
But I ran into the author of Bim Bam Boom and Ish was like, oh, this is one of the mamas from Mamas and Merlot. She's like, oh my God. And like the reaction that she got, like from,
yeah,
she gave you.
Yeah, that she gave me, and I was like,
when are we having her on the show?
I tried to talk to her that day.
Okay, we'll see her on Friday.
I was channeling my inner Stephanie, and I was like, oh my God, we'd love to have you on the podcast. But we were like right by the DJ at that point, and it was just too loud.
Who, by the way, the guy that DJed that morning, like, no offense to Martha, I don't know if she hired him personally or if it was the kind of situation where like whatever.
Maybe it was like last minute because they couldn't get
maybe
people.
maybe I'm sorry to Martha if you're friends with this guy, but like I've worked with this DJ in the past, and he was like legit one of the most unprofessional people I've ever worked with. So just saying, I'm just being shady. I'm just being shady. I didn't put his name out there.
So we're gonna be at the Burger Beast on
Friday
officially, and just to put context to this, just in case, it's August 30th,
right?
Doors open at 7, and you can find the event off of our Facebook page.
You can get a ticket. You don't buy it. It's like it's a free event. You have to RSVP. Yeah.
But there will be, it's a soft opening, so.
I've been told there's going to be food. There's going to be shakes.
Ooh. I like shakes.
Oliver told me he had a slushy today, but he said slushy, and I was very confused. I was like, what? He goes, a slushy. And I go, what's a slushy? And he was like, it's like, it has fruit, and it has like ice, and it's like really, really cold. And it's like a food, but you drink it. And I was like, oh, a slushy. And he was like, yeah, that's what I said, a slushy. And I was like, all right, bro.
That's like Lincoln. He has the applesauce packets. But you
eat Oliver eats apples. Those too.
It's a food. It's not whatever. So I'm like, oh, do you want to like eat some applesauce? He goes, Mom, it's a drink.
You drink it?
You drink applesauce. You don't eat it. And I was like, okay, sure, Jan. So
yeah.
Okay. So just because I wanted to. Just to go back real quick to the Burger Beast, I wanted to put the address out there just so people know. It's 8870 Bird Road. So it's literally...
No, like, 87 y la 40.
Mm-hmm.
Across from Martha, next door to Mojo Donuts.
Yep, they're all there.
I think down the street from the Croquetas.
Down the street from the Croquetas. I think Alec is going to be there too, actually.
Pincho Vector.
Pincho's down the street too.
Guys, if you go into the event, it shows us how many tickets have been ordered.
Oh, okay. A lot of tickets. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be there talking.
Spike in the anxiety.
Talking to Mr. Burger Beast himself, Seth. And we will be live podcasting towards the end of the night.
Yes.
But we'll be hanging out before. So you can come hang out with us.
Take pictures of us.
We're fun people. Damn it. I have to figure out an outfit for Friday now.
I know.
I have to do my makeup now.
I'm going to get my hair and makeup done because I can.
Yeah, okay. I know you can.
I can get mine done, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like either
one. I can get mine done.
Why?
Because I got to work.
You could
call
just...
Call in sick.
I told you, they're closing your office. If it was just for me, like, I know that you have a little bit of time still, but it was me, I'd start phoning that shit in. I don't know why you're making
I was phoning
effort.
That shit in while I was there, and that was 5 years ago.
I still think I got a couple months before I can start phoning it in. Talk to me by Christmas.
I don't think so.
I think you can do it.
I think you'll be fine.
I think you can have a family emergency on Friday.
I wouldn't put that karma out there. Yeah, I would just call in the morning and be like, I have a stomach bug.
I think, right, that's what I mean. I think you should get food poisoning on Friday.
I don't like that juju.
I'm sorry. I think you had bad sushi Thursday night.
And then you got magically better just in time for the event at 7. Right?
I think you're going to eat bad, really bad sushi on Thursday. So
definitely not ordering sushi on Thursday.
just in case.
No, not just eat like crackers.
Oh my God, guys. It's the first week of school.
I was just about to bring that
up. I said it faster.
Fine.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, in Miami.
You are very in like rare form today.
I don't like it. I'm telling you, I feel like my anxiety.
Did you take an Adderall?
I did not. Did I? No. No,
you have Adderall?
No, I don't.
I was saying, it's just a funny joke.
It was just the funny place
I'm very excited because I'm going to go to a foreign island soon. And
a foreign island?
You don't put that on the out there in the world.
That's why I didn't say where I'm going. I'm leaving the country soon.
Oh, I was like, where the fuck are you going? I know where you're going.
You're going to be randomly stopped is what you're going to be after this episode airs.
No, I'm not. Nobody listens to this. Nobody pays attention to us.
We just
going to go to a foreign country and I may or may not
bring back some Adderall.
Bring back some stuff.
You should do that. I highly support that. Don't listen to this one, Anna.
But I need to bring a lot of it back because I don't know what I'll be going back. And Neri's lame and won't bring me stuff from Mexico.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be your drug mule.
I told him I'll pay him.
Shockingly, he does not want to break the law for you. But yeah, back to...
People bring weed back from Jamaica all the time, okay? Yeah, it's like not that serious.
It's his job.
I understand.
Go there, so...
I mean, whatever. Fine, be lame.
I mean...
I guess.
Let's talk about our children now. Okay. And not illegal activities, please. So the kids started school this week.
Yeah.
Sophie started second grade, and Oliver started pre-K, and I want to die because he's too big, and I don't like it. And the two that are on their phones ignoring me, they're both
I'm not ignoring you.
I'm okay. Waiting for my turn.
Yeah, I look up and you're both looking at your phones. I'm like, cool, I'll just keep talking.
You're talking. I'm not interrupting you. So
has she interrupted me?
No, I'm defending myself. Fuck you.
Yes, our boys have officially now started kindergarten together.
Christy's really upset because
Nathan basically
just doesn't look at her at drop off anymore.
Sophie was the same way.
Like, first day, it was like, okay, we walked him into class. Then the second day, you have to do it, like, at the gate, like, at the door, and just have them, like, be escorted into class. First day, he was, like, escorted in, and there was a little bit of just, like, okay, mommy. Next day, done.
That's how Sophie was.
He just walks by himself, doesn't even turn back, doesn't do that, like, movie, like, look back at me just once to know that you're interested in
the
me
movies
kind of
are always 100% accurate.
But you know, like, the end of the date, you know, if he looks back,
heartbreaker.
If he looks back, I know that he loves me.
Yeah, he still loves you. He's just like, you're just.
He's just independent now. And that's a great thing.
It is, but like.
Believe me, it's a great thing. There was this little girl yesterday that we got very lucky. With all the problems that I have with Sophie's school, for the first week, for pre-K, kinder, and first grade, you're allowed to walk them all the way to their classroom. So I've seen a lot of complaints about that online recently.
I don't mind it.
About what?
About not being able to walk your kids to the class.
With that thread. I cannot.
That thread?
Not.
I've seen multiple threads.
But because
about
apparently,
this.
What I understand, there's like, it was like a spin-off of like another one where like the lady had gone off like further. She was like,
she was calling the people that work at schools pedophiles.
Yes. And she was saying that
you feel like the people that work in your child's schools are pedophiles,
why is your kid there? Homeschool your kid.
Like, if you are honestly that fucking terrified, look, I'm not saying that it doesn't fucking happen. Some people slip through the cracks, but our teachers are all background
checked. She was saying
checked.
That she was going to put a recording device in her kid's bag.
Lord have mercy.
So that
she was saying that she was going to call the office every day to make sure that her kid got to her class on time. And I'm like, dude, and I didn't get to that part. I like gave up on that thread.
They deleted it. And then another one came back like later and it was like, oh, does anybody, like, I guess she toned it down and like reposted it differently. And she was like, oh, is anybody else like not okay with the fact that you can't walk your kid into school? And it was like an overwhelming amount of people that were like, no, it's a safety thing. Like, I'm glad there's not 1,000 parents running around. Look,
no, and it's 100%. The first day at my kids' school, my kids go to public school. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And the difference between the first day and the second day was tremendous.
Yeah.
Because, like, the amount of parents that were there, like, completely dropped off. Like, Jalapero, let me tell you guys, we're saying on their last episode, like, when you go to the hospital, the whole fucking family shows up. It was the same thing. There was, like, 5 people dropping off one child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, this is...
Hey, look, there was 3 of us dropping off Nathan.
No, yeah, it was my David.
Point proven.
David can never, and that's how your in-laws were not in town, because had they been in town, they would have been there. It's still to this day, like, very surprised that they did not come just for that.
I was expecting it. Like, I was like, oh, but no, you know, they were cool. And they also, cause they're also subs.
Well, that's why David can't ever do first day of school. Cause he's got, the only day that David will be able to do first day of school is like once like is in high school.
Yeah. But I will tell you.
Thank you.
That like Nathan himself.
I got one more of the stickers.
Oh, cool. But like, I will tell you, like, Nathan himself was perfectly happy, super excited when we got to school on the first day, taking pictures, running around, having the time of his life. When we were in the classroom, he was okay. And then people started arriving. And my kid was losing his shit.
What do you mean people started arriving? Like the
parents,
other kids?
All the parents. There was 2 to 3 parents or adults per kid in the class. And Nathan kept telling me, Mommy, why are there so many people here? Why are there so many people? Because he is like, has his moments of like, you know, big crowds.
Yeah,
like,
that's anxiety.
And stuff like that. And they just happened to put his seat
right by the door.
He's literally the first seat when you walk in. So every time he would try, I would tell him, Nathan, go sit down. People would be like hovering, like knocking.
I got
in.
Trapped like back because Link is like in the middle of the classroom. They're not together. And I got like, because like at the beginning of the year, like they'll move them around, but at the beginning they just sit them in alphabetical order. So I got like trapped in between a bunch of people, and I was like, first of all, it's hot as fuck in there.
Oh my god, I told you, I was like, is it just me? It's like,
she's like, and she texts me, she's like, am I going through early menopause? I'm super hot. I'm like, no, it's fucking hot in here.
It was hot in Sophie's
school, because
that school
is always fucking freezing. Those classrooms are always, always, always cold.
And there was just so many people in that class. So many people.
Yeah, I mean, look, and like, think of it, I'm gonna put it into perspective. Like, our school's got like 600 kids.
Yeah.
I know that's like pales in comparison to like a public school. We have 600 kids.
How many kids are in the boys' class?
This, they cap now at 30. This is the year that they cap.
That's more than Sophie has.
Does she have an aide?
I think so.
Because if you have, so you can't, if it's one teacher, you can't have more than 19. But if they have an aide, they can go up to like, I think 30.
I think they have an aide, but she like bounces around between
then
classes.
That's not, no, she, if they have a full-time aide or co-teacher, they can go up to 40.
Like, Oliver's class has 19 kids and she has a full-time aide.
But pre-K is different.
Pre-K caps.
After kinder. Yeah, after kinder is when kinder is where they make that rule. But yeah, they have 30. They have 30 at with a full-time teacher and a full-time paraprofessional. So
this seat is right smack dab in front of the paraprofessional.
Yeah,
like right there, right at the front.
Sophie's is right in the front of the class.
Don't move them around. But like, anyway, to put it into perspective, there's 600 kids, at least.
But this school is what, pre-K to eighth grade.
This is pre-K 2 to 8th grade. Yeah, so at least, so you're talking about at least 1,200 people on campus at any given moment.
That is,
if we were,
that's way too many.
That's way too many people.
That's way too many, and one of the commenters, a couple of commenters said, was like, look, I don't like that I can't walk my kid, but my comfort doesn't trump the children's safety.
And I don't remember being walked in.
No. Like, my mom, I don't know when this started.
They dropped us off. Like, she dropped us off the school. Like,
yeah, it was the car line drop off.
Well, and even younger, I remember being dropped off for like kindergarten, but like the school that I went to for early elementary was like, they had like a Dutch door. So you dropped off at the Dutch door and you could like watch your kid go in, but that was, you couldn't go further than that.
No, at my elementary school, and I'm pretty sure it's the same now because it's in the same place, that building, has a car line on the 2 sides of the school, like on the north side and on the south side. So like, there's always like just traffic and kids just get out and they just walk to where they need to go.
Right.
And like I know there's like they have patrols, and at least when I went to that school and my brother was at that school, my dad would volunteer in the morning to help with the kids with the traffic and like getting kids out of this out of their cars. But Sophie's, where Sophie and Oliver are now, is the same. They have like the little Dutch gate.
Right.
So the parents can walk them up to the gate. You can still do the car line, but you could walk them to the gate.
Yeah, you can do the same thing here. You can do the car line or you can go to the gate, or you can park and go to the gate. The car line is manned by parents, and then, I mean, not parents, by teachers. And then the gate is by safety patrol, which, by the way, I am shocked to learn that Christy was captain of her safety patrols.
No.
Yes, I was. Fifth grade.
You don't say.
Fifth grade, captain. Lieutenant's fourth grade.
Did she have, she had, I'm sure she had clipboards.
Bro, she had a vest, I'm sure.
She had a badge and it was shiny.
I got to wear my badge.
She wore her little prefect
badge. You know who Christy is? Christy's Evie from the Goldbergs. Yes. From the Goldbergs.
Probably. But a little cooler. Not much.
No.
I got cooler as I got
You just
older.
Have dark hair. No. That's the only difference.
No, you know what it was?
No.
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 But, just to show you the difference in the time period, I guess. My mom and dad worked.
Yeah, mine too.
I was bused to school.
No. And my parents worked, but they dropped me.
Yeah, my parents worked. They both worked, but they dropped me. But my dad had a business, so he was... Yeah. Well, no, hold on. When I was in like early elementary school, my grandparents took turns sleeping over our houses because my dad worked in like Sunrise. And my grandparents took turns, like basically like Monday through Wednesday, like my mom's parents slept over, and Wednesday through Friday, my dad's mom slept over, and that's who took us to school and picked us up. And like, I don't know. I mean, did my grandparents not have lives? Like, I don't, I mean,
probably not.
My grandparents were retired. My grandfather still works, but like my grandmothers were both retired. So
no, see, I lived when I was, little. I lived in an apartment building, and we lived next door to my grandparents. Mm. Like, we lived in the same apartment building.
That's convenient.
Oh, it was like the entire building. I don't know how it happened, but like I was related to like a good, there was 10 apartments in the place and I was related to 6 of them. So my cousins and another uncle, everybody lived in the same area, in the same apartment building. And the bus driver was a family friend of ours who happened to have a bus company. I remember being dropped off to my nursery school, like my preschool, and my preschool is the one literally in the parking lot of Marlin Stadium right now. It's that
exactly
one
where
yeah
it is.
That was my preschool. And then when I went to Citrus, which was just down the street from that, Citrus Grove Elementary,
I know where that is too.
Yeah. I remember I was picked up at the apartment building. They picked up all of us. They put us onto the bus. Aleida, which was our bus driver, would take us to school.
Why are like all bus drivers named Aleida? Like, I think it's a prerequisite. No.
She would drop us off, and I remember being just like,
why do I not
school.
Know what some of these are?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what Huerta de la Manzana is.
We'll hit those later.
Okay.
But yeah, and I was dropped off, and I remember being picked up.
Do you know what these
off.
Are?
I know what some of them are. Yeah. Let me see. Guys, we're looking at the Pim Pam Pum. A Cuban coloring book.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Even though I asked you to get the coffee table book.
I know.
Too,
I did. I was skimming it.
I want it for my
store.
Living room.
I'll get it. I have to go pick it up.
Oh, guys. It's been a minute. Nobody knows. Like, our listeners. Our listeners don't know. I bought a house.
Yay.
Ugh.
Congratulations.
I get it. Like, I get it. It's like an adulting thing. But I find it very strange that people keep. I mean, culturally and like colloquially, I understand why, but I find it very strange that people congratulate you on like getting 6 figures in debt.
Yeah. Well, because it's something that like people aspire to do.
I get that. No, and I get that, and I understand. Like on the surface level, I understand, but it's like, do you know what you're congratulating me
well,
for?
Well, just like it's weird when you get pregnant and people are like, "Oh, congratulations!" and like you're congratulating me for my husband.
No, you're congratulating me for having sex.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to get gross with it, but I couldn't do it. Eso es caca. Yeah.
But there's like 3 things in there that I'm like, what is that?
La guagua.
Well, anyway, yeah, we're...
Moño virado.
Moño virado, I had, yeah, that one I know. But the Huerta de la Manzana, that one I was
Meniche.
Like...
Viva Peru.
Viva Peru.
That's with a B.
Yeah. What else would it be?
Viva Peru.
No, it's Viva Peru. Okay. It's with a B.
Perdón, I'm not Cuban.
You're a Cuban enough.
See, I don't know.
Adjacent.
Va que chifla.
El vaca chif.
Va que chifla.
I know I use it. I just don't know what it means.
Oh, I joined like a Facebook group today that was called Cubanisms Translated Literally. That's
funny. El blumen.
El blumen,
like,
yeah.
Like, vaca chifla is like, God, I don't know.
It's like, ponte la pila. It's like, it's like, hay prisa. Like, there's like, make haste.
Vuelta a la manzana.
That one I don't know. What's vuelta a la manzana?
You go around the block.
Is that what it is?
Is it? Darle una vuelta a la manzana.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I've never heard that one.
I feel like, are you sure?
I swear to God.
Because at least I took it like if you're confused or
that's
like
what you're making context it
complicated.
Clues. Context
like,
clues.
Vuelta a la manzana, and you don't need to do that.
Just like I blame this on DJ. Chao, I blame this on DJ and Ish. I had the wrong meaning for La Última Coca-Cola also.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I thought it meant something else. And then David was like, no, wait, that's not.
What did you think it meant?
I just thought it was like. Like it, like a metaphor for the last Coke in the desert, but I didn't know that like the context of it is that ella crea que la última Coca-Cola en el desierto.
Oh yeah, they explained that in the first episode.
Yeah, but I didn't know that that was a thing.
Clearly, you don't listen to the podcast.
I do now. Yeah, no, she's right.
Well, I believe you, but like from the context clues and from the picture.
From the context clues, it's very confusing.
It's a apple.
Right, but like, well, like, I don't know if you guys say this phrase, but my cousin who's Venezuelan will be like, oh, me volví un ocho, and like he got all like turned around and messed up. So I kind of thought that
no,
it was
don't.
Like
the I mean I context was I can gather, but no, we don't say that.
No, but the manzana is, let's go, like the manzana is the block.
How?
I don't know.
How? Like how did that come about?
I couldn't tell you. I actually, you know what? This is something that I do want to talk about on potentially a future episode of Better Let Me Tell You, because I got, so the other day,
you guys were inviting ourselves onto your podcast again.
I mean, I did that the other day though. I was like, I needed to talk about the September issue, and I didn't, and like we, like geek, like I reached out to like the geek group people and I was like, who is recording? Because I need to talk about the September issue. It didn't work out, but.
You can talk about it now if you want to.
No, I talked about it on Woo, bro. We're okay. I mean, we can if you want, but
fine.
So I, the other day on Sunday night, I needed milk and I didn't want to like stop at Publix and I didn't want to stop at CVS or whatever. So I drove out of my way
to
La Vaquita. And then I started thinking to myself and I was like,
there's a Vaquita by Martha.
Right, but I wasn't in that area. I was no, in like one, I was like one right I went here. To the one by your house. I went
why
to,
there's one right here
because I was at my in-law's house. So oh. The closest one was the one by her house, but it's still out of the
it's
way.
Still out yeah. of the way for me.
It's out of the way because it's further south and it's further west. So I was like, but I and suddenly that it's further away. The markup is ridiculous.
It is. It's like a $7 gallon.
Yeah. So I was like, but I was like, at that point, it's Sunday and I'm tired and I just want to go to bed. And
I don't want to walk around the grocery store.
I don't want to park. I don't want to get down. I don't want to deal with people.
That's another one. When you say I'm going to get out of the car or I'm going to get down from the car, like get down from the car is incorrect.
Yeah, but the
porque me voy a bajar del carro.
Because the thing is,
right,
because
you're translating it from Spanish to English.
Yeah, yeah. My aunt says she's going to throw a picture. Not take a picture. She's throwing pictures.
I know. That one makes me laugh every time I hear it.
So I drove out of my way to La Vaquita because I was like, I don't want to, I'll pay the $7 markup and go out of my way because I don't want to.
She spent more on gas.
I did.
And mileage on her car.
But here's
to not get out of
here's what I need to know. And here's what I started thinking about. And I'm pretty sure I found the answer, but like, that's an exclusively, like, cause so the store is called Farm Stores, right? But
we call it La Vaquita.
But we call it La Vaquita cause the little logo is a cow. Yeah. So everybody growing up has called it La Vaquita, but like, I looked it up and like their corporate headquarters is like in Miami and they don't have store locations like outside of like Pines. So it's like, this is an exclusively Miami thing. And here I thought that it was like a chain, like a national chain.
It's a local chain.
We just like fucked it up because, you know, we called it La Vaquita because, you know.
So. Did we fuck it up? I mean,
they fucked it up from themselves because I went the other day.
Had they just put like a barn?
They sell a lot of shit that they probably shouldn't be selling. I went to the one by your house had ceviche.
Yeah.
Like I'm not buying
ceviche from La Vaquita. Like that's not happening.
They don't have the ice cream anymore.
The ice cream cakes were fucking amazing.
The Rocky Road ice cream from La Vaquita was gold, and so was their orange sherbet ice cream. It was the best ice cream I had ever had. And I went the other day because I was like, you know what? My fat ass wants some Rocky Road ice cream. And I drove up and I asked her and she goes, no, we don't carry it anymore. I go, like, I was like ready to fight.
It was, and was that exclusive to them?
Yeah. No, it was farm store brand.
Yeah. They have their own brand. It's like the milk is their farm store's milk. I mean, I'm sure they buy it from whoever and they just change the label, but.
You know, but the farm store, like, it was the square box ice cream. Like the one that the Napoleon, they usually like open up that way.
Neapolitan.
Yeah. Samon.
okay.
Just gonna come back. Like, somebody's gonna say something and be like, Salmon.
I don't know where the genesis of that is from, but okay.
Yes, you do.
Salmon.
Oh, that's right. Salmon.
But I think the title of this episode is Salmon.
Caribbean, it is what it is.
No, I have a better title for this episode, but we'll get there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
For now, it's Salmon.
But yeah, like, it had like a pasture scene with a little cow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was straight up their brand.
Yeah.
It was delicious, and they don't carry it anymore. And I'm super upset.
Sorry for your
loss. You should write to them and complain.
Well, anyway, their corporate headquarters is like on la 27 and la 27.
Of course
it is.
It got me thinking, and I was like, is this just a thing? And then I looked it up and I found my answer, but like, it's just a thing that like just Cubans have like perverted and like taken over, or is it like, is it a Miami thing? I wanted to know. Is this just a Miami thing?
There is such a thing. Not farm stores, but...
like a drive-up convenience store?
Yeah. I went to...
I don't remember.
Well, I went to... I would go visit my uncle all the time when he was in Tennessee. And I just don't remember the name of it. And like, I want to say Piggly Wiggly, but it's not the
Piggly Wiggly. It might be Piggly Wiggly.
No, Piggly Wiggly is like an actual supermarket.
They have a supermarket, but like, it's something to that effect. And it's a little like roundabout little thing that you just... like, drive up, get your stuff, and drive up. And it's only for, like, specific, like, ceviche is going a little crazy, but it was, like, ice cream.
I mean, they have, like, croquetas and shit,
too. Well, that's like gas station sushi. Like, you just don't do it.
I don't even eat public sushi.
Yeah.
Man, I won't. And David loves fucking public sushi.
I love
you people are weird. Public sushi just tastes like watered down.
I like public sushi. I won't touch me no Winn-Dixie sushi.
You know who actually doesn't have bad sushi?
Fresco y más?
You know who doesn't have
so much?
You know who doesn't have bad sushi is like Costco and BJ's, like their sushi platters, like their party platters are actually pretty good. I've gotten them for parties before and they're pretty good.
I get them for Christmas.
And BJ's.
In Coco. So I would like to turn it over to my friend Christy, because she told me a story this week. And it was the best shit I have heard in such a long time. And I just want to preface this by saying, like, I, underneath it all, understand the confusion behind it. I really do. And I love to make, like, one of my favorite hobbies is making fun of a baby boomer. I just joined a group on Facebook this week called a group where we pretend to be boomers on Facebook. It's so hilarious.
Can we talk about the amount of fucking tag groups?
I love them and I join them all.
I've joined like 10 or 12 days.
It's a sickness.
It's really bad. I joined one today.
I joined one called Wow and Owen Wilson.
I joined one today called, hang on. I need to get the name right because the name is so great that
this one is called a group where we pretend to be baby boomers. And it's,
this one is called Dick is Abundant and of Low Value.
I joined one the other day.
I need to be a part of that group because that's hysterical.
I joined one the other day that was called Lilith Did Not Sacrifice Herself for This Kind of Shenanigans or some shit. Like, hold on, I'll find it. But I had a second where I like forgot who Lilith was and I had to look it up and I'm like, oh fuck, that's right.
I saw one that was like, well, Lorena Bobbitt wasn't wrong.
Yeah, like, I've seen that one. Hang on. I'm going to find it.
Or one that was, I will make his peen is a peen was.
Okay. Lilith did not get herself cursed for women to act this way.
Oh, man.
So, anyway.
And there's so many.
No, but Wow and Owen Wilson is a great one. So anyway, like I said, underneath it all, like, I understand like the generational differences and like not understanding technology. And I'm sure that we're going to get to a point in our lives where we don't understand the current technology.
I don't know how to use the iPhone X.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Because I don't know how to not use.
You've had it longer. You've had it longer than I've had.
I have a button. I don't have it yet.
Oh.
You get used to it.
I got used to it by like the second day.
But like Neri gives me his phone and I'm like, don't know what I'm doing. No. And then I feel bad.
No, you'll get used to it.
Bad
the only
me.
Thing that I've noticed that I've done now that I don't have a home button anymore that I do all the time is I take accidental screenshots of everything because you have to use this button all the time now.
I understand what Vanessa is saying though, just because of this. Now that you have the ex, grab her phone and try to do shit. My mom handed me her phone the other day and I was literally like swiping up and I felt like an idiot. And I'm like, oh wait, that's right. You have a freaking button. Because you forget, you get so used to yours.
I fought this hard. Like, I did not want, like, I could have gotten an X last year. And the reason I didn't is because I didn't not want a home button and I fought it. And I was like, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah, you asked me. You were like, oh, how? I'm like, yeah. You'll get used to it. Like, but now it's to the point that my kid can do it. Like,
yeah, Link
does
it.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
Link does it. Yeah. So, like, that's my point. Like, I understand that there is, like, a lacking of knowledge just like based on like several things like age and just the fact that it didn't exist and like I get it. I also think a lot of it is ignorance and they don't want to in the case of a lot of people like my mother specifically. Like I've taught her how to use Netflix like 10 times and she just like ignores me.
My favorite. My dad has an Apple TV. He has two now. And he's like, can you put the apps on my Apple TV? And I'm like, it's the same as you do it on your phone. Like,
if you log into your Apple ID, it'll just download them again.
They're logged into my Apple ID.
Oh, wow.
So
it should just download them again, though.
It does. But, okay. We logged in, and my dad was like, where are all the apps? And I'm like, give it a second. Like, you just plugged the fucking thing into the wall. And then, like, they started downloading, and I'm like,
do you know what my mom asked me today? So my neighborhood is in a gated, like, where I bought my house is a gated community. And my mom yesterday or this morning? I can't remember when.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
She asked me, I'm talking to myself. It was rhetorical. She asked me, she goes, so do you know who's at your gate? And I'm like, yeah, because I have to talk to the person that's right at my gate that's buzzing in. Because we were talking about like people dropping by to announce. I'm like, you can't really do that in a gated community because somebody has to. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, at least you got at least a good like 5 to 10 like minutes.
I have like 2 or 3 minutes where I can like put pants on.
Right.
If I need to.
And you technically could also, like, I can't pretend I'm not home. You can totally pretend you're not home.
Well, yeah, it goes to my phone.
Yeah, you can totally pretend. Like, they showed up at my house and it's like my car's parked out there. Yeah,
but you could have, like,
I pretend like I'm not home.
You could have taken an Uber or someone could have picked you up.
You could be sleeping.
Well, let me tell you this.
I sleep all the time.
That Jeff's aunt and uncle came by the house the other day. We went out to dinner for Nate's first day of school, and they come and we have the ring and it comes up like so, and like they're standing at the freaking door and all of our cars are parked out there except for Jeff's
because
we're only in one car, so I have two cars parked in my driveway, and like I go, oh no, I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm like talking to them through the ring, and
right.
I'm like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, hey, and I'm like, we're not home, we went to dinner, we're in Jeff's car. And I literally saw them like looking at each other and looking at the house, like, and looking at the driveway, like, these fuckers are lying to us. Like, they still didn't get the fact that, like, no, I'm talking to you through my phone.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not inside the house.
Well, so my mom asked me if I know who's coming. And I'm like, yeah, because I have to talk to the person that's at
right,
the gate.
Right, they have to buzz the gate.
Right. And she's like, no, but, like, don't you have caller ID and you can see who's calling you? And I'm like,
the gate.
But the gate is calling me. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, I was like, how would you calling my gate on your phone then like reflect, like completely bypass the gate?
Right. Like, how would the fact that you dialed the buttons, how would that override
right
that the gate is calling?
Right.
Dude, okay. So you know how like you have Waze and you guys use Waze?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I use Waze all the time.
And it like helps you like beat traffic.
Right.
My dad was so proud of himself last week.
Oh, Lord.
He was like, I love Waze. Like, we were all in the car. And he's like, I love Waze. He's like,
I
don't
know. It was a new discovery.
Right, but he was like, we were just talking. And he goes, I love it because he's like, I don't know how I did it, but I programmed it to take me like through the back alleys and like the side streets. And I was like,
it does that already, sir.
And my mom was like, what did he say? And so I told my mom what he said. My mom almost peed her pants laughing so hard. Like, we both could not stop laughing. We're like, that is what Waze does.
That's like the point of Waze.
That is the actual point of Waze. It like, you can avoid main roads to avoid the traffic. But my dad was so proud of the fact that he programmed Waze to take
him. Wow, and Owen Wilson. Wow.
To take him through shortcuts. And I was like, oh, Dad. Like, I love you.
that's something. So yeah. So Christy, could you please share your story?
Oh, yes, sure. Please.
Because I am like, this is my favorite thing that I've heard in a long time.
It's really good.
So
after Waze programmed for shortcuts. Mm-hmm.
So I am home and my mom had gone to visit on an uncle next door. And they were asking about Nathan and how his first week of school had gone. And since he's going to a Catholic school, they had asked, you know, more or less like, you know, how's it going? And then they also were talking about going to church, because now that he's in a Catholic school, they're like, well, you know that you guys have to go to church now, because like that it's like a prereq that like we have to attend church services or something.
I mean,
yeah,
like yes and no.
Yeah, exactly. So like, so my mom, which goes to church every Sunday, was like, oh yeah, you know, they've gone a couple times.
Does she go there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She goes every Sunday there. She either goes early in the morning or the late at night one. Mm. And then, so my mom's like, yeah, you know, because they go like other times. Sometimes Christy's gone with me, but whatever. And then Jeff's, I'm assuming aunt, goes to my mom. Well, can Jeffrey go to church? And my mom's like, but what do you mean? Can he go to church?
Oh, my postman is here. Wait, can we pause? Because I want to hear the story.
Yeah. Hang on.
We'll be hold. BRB. Nope.
We back?
Yep.
Okay. So,
thanks for holding.
You're welcome.
This water sucks. Aquafina is the worst water. Now we'll never have an Aquafina sponsorship, but that's okay.
Okay. Stephanie just bit her own finger and then missed her face with her food. So that's carry on, Christy. So,
but Aquafina is awful.
So I got super creeper listened to this conversation. It was amazing. They asked like, oh, can Jeff go to church? And I was like, my mom's like, well, what do you mean? Why couldn't Jeff go to church? He goes, well, isn't Jeff part of like a non-denominational church? And my mom's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, because Jeff's father had told them. And I don't know I don't think Jeff's dad told them.
That was one of my questions. I was like, how is Jeff's, because Jeff's parents are very, like, very religious.
It was, no, but. Like,
so I just wanted to know, like, do Jeff's parents understand that this is like.
Yeah. They, and I think okay. Jeff's very, like, aware of, like, it was just like for. So let me give like a preface to this story.
A preface.
Jeff is internet
ordained. So is Dave, by the way.
Yeah,
which FYI, we've been saying for years that Jeff and Dave should do it like a joint ceremony and like finally just marry you two. So
I mean, we're technically already married.
You're legally married, but you never had like a ceremony.
No, I know.
So yeah,
your dad won't marry me outside of a church.
No, he won't. I'm very sorry, but Dave and Lynn, Jeff can marry you.
So Jeff is internet ordained in the church of the.
It's the American.
All spirits. I don't know what the hell it is.
I can understand the confusion.
It's Dave's is like the American Pastoral Ministries or something. Like that. It literally took 5 minutes. It was so short.
Exactly. So Jeff did this one for shits and giggles, and two because his aunt was getting remarried on a cruise ship. She was doing.
There's the Universal Life Church.
Can't captains marry you?
Yes, ship captains can marry you.
Yeah, but they didn't want like a full. They wanted something a little bit more personal, and they were getting married in their house, in their backyard, the morning of.
I think ship captains can only marry you on ship.
Yeah, at sea.
Yeah. They can't do it on grass.
And that's like a super old school thing. And you want to know how I found out about that? Because of Pirates of the Caribbean.
So they, so because of the fact that they wanted to do like a wedding, like more was, it was more like a party reception thing at the, on the cruise. They got married beforehand and then they were going to have like a recreation of the ceremony and the reception on the cruise ship with everybody that was on the cruise ship. And they thought it would be nice to have their nephew.
Married.
So that's why Jeff got ordained. He really probably didn't even
Is this the aunt, which is how me and Jeff are Cuban cousins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So he probably, let's to be real, he probably didn't even need to get ordained.
No.
He just like hosted the wedding. Let's be real. Because they were already married. They had already signed up all the paperwork. Like he was just going to stand there and read some stuff. And then, so because of that, and so he is ordained. That way. So I guess to try to explain that to Jeff's aunt and uncle, Jeff, Jeff's dad had mentioned something about a non-denominational or All Saints or something like that church that he was or like online ordained. But I think they missed the online part.
No, so they understood the online part.
I'm pretty sure they understood the online part.
So they go, well, can he? And then so they asked, can he go to church? And then my, that's where my mom was like, what do you mean?
Your mom was probably like, the fuck is wrong with these people?
And they were like, yeah, because doesn't he have to go to like, so is he, isn't he like ordained like minister or pastor for like a non-denominational online church?
I want to imagine that they're like thinking that every Sunday Jeff is like preaching to people.
I don't fucking And so they asked, oh, doesn't he? Doesn't
Could you imagine Jeff being like a leader of a church? Like, welcome to the Church of Merck and Jeannie.
Trust me, he wishes.
I pray to the Church of Merck and Jeannie.
So they asked, like, if he went to like some virtual church. If he was like some virtual church.
Oh
like,
my God. This shit I've been in a long time. Oh, fuck.
So I overhear my mom comes back to the house afterwards.
So what? Like, hold on. Is it like YouTube mass or is it like, does he have to like Skype in? Like, I really would like
it's
to
like
know.
It's like a FaceTime.
I want to know like the logistics of this like virtual church.
It's a Facebook Messenger group phone call is what it is. And Jeff is like, all right.
Y'all know.
Do you have an altar in your room where he like.
It's probably somewhere in his office behind all his Funkos. That's where his pulpit is.
You know that.
Oh, it's like the Deadpool.
So Sunday.
Like that's the back of his altar.
Sunday when you guys see like a Facebook group like video chat, you know what's happening.
Oh my God. Okay. This is
Hallelujah.
The best.
So my mom comes home and she's
what
like.
What would Jeff's church be like?
Oh my God.
Oh, please. And my mom, so my mom comes home and she's like.
Our Lord and Savior Deadpool.
Yeah. She's like, I'm very confused. And I'm like, what are you confused about? She goes, so is Jeff Catholic or is he part of this like non-denominational?
Oh my God, your poor mom.
She was very confused. And she's like, is he a priest? And I go, no. She goes, is he a minister?
Write that shit down.
Priests can't get married, mom.
Is he a priest?
And I go, no. And like, well, he can preside over weddings, but like, it's
Jeffrey Mercancini, virtual church attendee.
And then she goes,
virtual
then,
church leader because he's ordained.
You are correct. He is a leader,
and
ma'am.
And then she goes, so, but then she was like, okay.
Oh, Dave and Neri could be his altar boys.
I'm like, mom, he's like an ordained minister. She goes, and she stops and she thinks, and she goes, is he a notary? And I'm like, what do you mean? Is he a notary? No, he's not a notary. She goes,
well, because notaries can marry people as well. Because my dad's a notary and he's presided a couple ceremonies for my brother's friends.
In her head, she's literally just trying to patch together how
she
can preside over a wedding.
But like I
wasn't even paying attention to the non-denominational or the virtual church. She was like, how can Jeff marry people?
Like, look, like I said at the beginning.
Who gave him that authority?
Like I said at the beginning of this whole thing, is like,
who gave him that? Like, that's a big responsibility.
But anybody can have that.
I know, but just like
go online, you can do it right now.
I know. They were like, it's so easy. I'm going to start getting ads now because I Googled it.
Like I said, when we first started this conversation, like I understand why to like that generation, it makes no sense.
Right.
I get it because you guys were raised, these people were raised like super religious, like go to church every Sunday. Like a priest is a priest. And like bottom line, like the priest is
that's
like,
it.
That's it. And like I get it, but it's so fucking
I'm telling
great.
You, but to it this, and like, I'll tell you right now, I don't know if my mom like paid attention or cared about the like non-denomination or anything like that. My mom is
probably
still trying
not.
To figure out how can Jeff marry people? Like, she's very confused by this. She literally at one point just walked away from me because I tried to like explain to her. I'm like, Mom, you have to understand, like, he got ordained online. But what do you mean he's ordained? I'm like, okay, he's technically a minister.
He didn't have a ceremony. Like, they didn't put the oils on him.
And then
I've been to an ordination.
And I'm like, he can host a wedding. He can, like, you know, he presides over. And she goes, but why?
Because they don't know, or I'm sure that they know, like, somewhere deep down, but, like, to them, it doesn't compute that, like, a wedding can take place outside of a church.
Which is what.
So I, and again, I get it because, like, to see this generation of, like, our parents or grandparents, like, our Latin American grandparent and parent generation, like, you got married in a church. Like, there is no not getting married in church option.
Right. Like, there was no getting married on a beach or on a mountain or, like, on Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Like, there was none of that.
And that's the thing. Like, so she was like, well, and I'm like, and I got to, like, a point where I was like, I was about to say something that was probably going to be offensive. So I kind of, like, pushed it back because I was like, well, Mom, you know, like, you don't need to get married in a church like that.
You really don't.
And then the next words that came out of my mouth, I was like, because, you know, the church wedding doesn't mean anything outside of the church.
It really doesn't.
And like, I could see, like, that her reaction to that was like, this is going to go downhill from here. So I need to just stop, because I was going to say it, because basically my thought process was, it doesn't really matter because you can get married in every church that you want to. If you don't file that paperwork, you ain't married.
Exactly.
Well, like in Venezuela, at least, they have two different wedding ceremonies. They do la boda civil.
You guys have two weddings in Venezuela?
Kind of. You do. It's like two parties. You do la boda civil, which is the legal part, but you, like, everybody gets dressed up nice. The judge will come to your house and, like, come to wherever.
Are we having two receptions?
Yeah. And then after that, it's like a big party, and that's one party. And that's like maybe like 6 months to a year before the church wedding.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's a church wedding and then the big party after the church wedding. So, like,
you know,
you have both.
Me and Jeff went during our lunch break to the courthouse.
Yeah, Nary and I went to the courthouse, and then we went and got a burger, and then we watched X-Men. That was our wedding.
Well, we got our paperwork and stuff like that, and the lady was, like, very specific. She's like, don't sign this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Or you will be married today.
We did that when we went to get our license. We're like,
we signed it right there.
Well, yeah.
We thought about it. We went to get our license. We're like, should we sign it now? I'm like, whatever. We'll just... And then we're like,
who cares? You make your anniversary whenever you want it to be.
Yeah, we debated it. We were like, should we just get, like, just do it? But then we were like, okay, whatever, that's fine, we won't. But, like, she was like, are you going to get married today? Or are you doing another ceremony? We're like, no, we're doing another ceremony. She's like, okay, well, make sure you do not sign this then. Because if you sign it in front of me, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. But, like, that's what I was trying to explain to my mom. I'm like, you know, that's what makes you, like, yeah, like, married in the eyes of God or whatever.
But did they not have to go get marriage licenses?
I don't know. Cuba was weird because, like, in Cuba, like, well, my mom got married here, too. But my mom here was a civil wedding, so she just got married because it was her second marriage.
Oh, that's right. I forgot your mom's married twice.
Yeah.
But, like, scandalo.
Yeah, but, like, in Cuba, like, your wedding, which I actually have pictures of.
But wait, was she allowed to get married in the church the second time?
No, she did a civil wedding.
Okay, then she should know this!
I don't think that even the church.
It doesn't compute.
It wasn't an option. It was just like, they just got married in the courthouse. It was, like, cheaper.
Right. She wasn't married in the eyes of God the second time.
No.
She was living in sin.
Which, don't even get me started on that, because I got, like, my mom got into a huge, we left a church when I was, like, 7 or 8 because I was doing, like, catechism classes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody at the church had, like, asked me something about my mom and my dad. And I don't know how they asked me about my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because your brother's not your dad's
and son. Then they were like, your brother, your mom. I'm like, no, we have different dads. And they're like, what do you mean you have different dads? I'm like, yeah, my mom was married before. She goes, oh, so you're a bastard.
Oh hell.
And I got like,
oh, that felt like a punch in the stomach. And she wasn't even talking
your
to
dad
me.
Was married before too though,
my
right?
dad was married before
oh, so you are a bastard.
Well, you know, like, they're married.
Totally upset. Christy's a bastard. I'm just kidding.
So, like, I went home, like, super upset.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
And, like, my parents were married, but like, I guess because my both of my parents were divorced. Right. So I was like the second marriage. And like, so you're a bastard. You were the bastard of their second marriage. And I was like,
who says that to children?
I've yet to ever go back, step foot into that church. My mom actually went back. Like,
what church was this?
I'll tell you.
I can probably guess it, knowing where you grew up.
It's the one by the
by Dade County Auditorium.
Further down. Like heart of Little Havana.
Oh, okay, okay. I was gonna say though, because the one next door to Dade County Auditorium
in the forest.
Okay.
The Spanish word for forest.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know exactly where. Yep.
That one.
You're gonna have to tell me because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly where it is.
That guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fact that your mom didn't burn that church to the ground.
She went back. Well, it took her a while. She went back.
I found the church by accident recently because they allow parking for the stadium there.
So she went back. I remember her telling the lady off, like, dirty sounds that we'll never set foot in this church again.
She was 100% correct.
And we didn't go to church for like, at least a year and a half, two years. And then we moved closer to my elementary school. And my elementary and middle school, and there was a church right there, and we stumbled in like one day, like, okay, like, yeah, we'll go to this, and the everybody at the church, the, and it was a it was not what you want to call it, because the priest could get married, so
it's probably Episcopalian.
It's Presbyterian.
It's Saint Lazaro, but so it's a saint, but it's like they were.
That's Santeria. No, that's San Lazaro is Santeria. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell people.
No, it's not the one in Hialeah.
If you don't know, because that's San Lazaro and Santa Barbara are not. But I hate to tell you, San Lazaro de la Moleta is not the real San Lazaro.
Yeah, no, that's
FYI.
That's the one in Hialeah.
Saint Lazarus.
Yeah, this one, like,
which is the Lazarus that Jesus raised from the dead. Yes, that guy. One, yeah. It's two different people, and one of them is not a real saint.
Yeah, it's
And this has been your Catholic Minute.
It's been a little bit longer than a Catholic Minute, but okay.
But, like, so we ended up going to church there for a while because just, like, it was a different environment. It was very, like...
Welcoming. And kind.
Yeah. Like, my brother got married my brother got married at that church. Like, so... but everybody was, like... You know, it was a different environment. So, but my mom was like pissed for a good amount of time.
The fact that she did not burn that church to the ground shows that your mom is a better person than I am.
Yeah.
Because I am livid right now. Like,
this was like 75
years ago. I know it was 75 years ago, but like, had somebody said that to like one of my kids, no. No, I'm so mad at Sophie's vice principal for something he did to me 3 years ago. Okay. And like, it's been 3 years. He's not at school anymore. Sorry.
Vanessa, this is like, she's lucky she didn't get burned at the stake for being a heretic.
Okay? I know.
So
I know. You're right. They thought she was a witch.
She was a witch.
I'm okay with that.
Well,
I was for a short period of time in high school.
We know.
Where are you though?
Meh. Just want to be a witch.
No, exactly.
I did like ceremony.
I know. I've seen your book of spells. It's very strange.
Listen, I've talked to Neri about this. Most girls went through that, like,
they did.
I did not.
Yeah, you're also...
I went through a witchy spell and I didn't even see them.
I didn't because I was, like, afraid of it being real. So then I was, like... I had, like, a Ouija board phase where, like, I was, like, kind of fascinated by them.
Oh,
and
hell no.
No, I'm terrified.
I played Ouija twice and I never again.
I've played a bunch of times. It's never done anything.
No,
ever.
I played once and then never again because shit happened and I was, like, I'm out.
Nope.
To the fact
that,
I don't
want to know. I don't want to... Nope. Don't tell me.
Nope.
Okay. Do we want to talk about Laura Spencer?
Yes, please.
She's stupid.
Yes. Like... Okay, so
wait, let me play it.
Okay,
I can do that.
Okay, so if you were watching the news this morning, this will be next week. So
last week.
So on Thursday or Friday morning,
I'm in the wrong chat.
Laura Spencer, Lara, of Good Morning America, was reporting on a story on Prince George.
Yes,
and from like and about how he was starting school and stuff.
All right,
like
I got
that.
It. Hang on.
And this is the audio.
Let me make sure that it's connected to the thing, because if not, that would be really stupid. Yeah. My Bluetooth is on. It is not connected.
Oh,
connected. Okay.
Cool. So this is the audio of the snippet.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Just 6 years old, heading back to school, like so many kids around the world. But unlike other kids' age, it sounds like the third in line to the throne is in for quite a demanding year. Details of Georgia's curriculum have been released, making us all really happy we don't have to do homework anymore. In addition to the usual first or second grade things like math, science, and history, the future king of England will be putting down the Play-Doh to take on religious studies, computer programming, poetry, and ballet, among other things. You couldn't contain how he looks so happy about the ballet class. Prince William says George absolutely loves ballet. I have news for you, Prince William. We'll see how long that lasts. George.
So there's that.
The internet, and specifically the dance community,
yes,
is very offended by this and very bothered by this. And I believe, and personally, I believe rightfully so, because of the fact the moment that ballet was mentioned is when the sarcasm and the laughter broke out. Like, nobody laughed at the poetry. Nobody laughed at the religious studies. Nobody laughed at the computer science part. It was when she said ballet that it became a joke. And with the society's archaic views on dance, that ballet and dance is mainly for girls, and that boys that take dance or do dance.
Well, that's the implication, because she was laughing at it.
Yeah.
She didn't outright say,
devil's advocate.
But wait, let me. So because of the implication that it fell, and that the dance community is calling her a bully, and they're saying that she was basically, because of the way that she reacted to it, it's negatively going to impact.
Yeah, she's
kids.
Perpetuating the,
boys feeling confident in pursuing dance if they're interested in it. So a lot of dancers like Alex Wong, who's Miami local, because he was with the Miami City Ballet, and a lot of So You Think You Can Dance alums,
Travis Wall
specifically, have come out and said a lot about it. So let's discuss.
We talked about this earlier in our group chat with all of our girls. And when I originally watched it, and listen, I'm never going to tell somebody that their feelings are invalid before I say something. If you're upset, you have 100% right to be upset. This is just how I initially took it. When I watched the video, and if you see her facial expressions, she's smiling and kind of has a little bit of laughter in her expression. She's not laughing, but she's happy. And she's talking about Prince George and going over his schedule and all this stuff. And then she gets to ballet and she pauses. The crowd that's watching laughed. Her co-anchors laughed. And then she laughed. She didn't outright and ballet. it wasn't. I'm not like. Again, I'm not condoning her behavior. I'm not saying that she's right, because if you're offended, you're offended, and you are entitled to being offended. I didn't take it negatively, and I used to dance, and I didn't take it negatively. I liked that they mentioned it, that I liked the story, because of the fact that boys don't dance.
Right.
Because boys get bullied, and because dancing is for girls. I like that the palace put out his schedule, and that they're telling people that he's taking ballet, because that would, especially for middle America, people that are obsessed with the royals that would not normally put their sons in dance might be hey, if he can do it, mm-hmm. my kid can do it. So I liked that aspect of the story. After listening to you guys, and after talking to Q, and then seeing the videos and seeing the dance community outrage behind it, I completely understand. And I'm not taking anything away from that anger. So I get it. I do get it, because she was laughing, and I didn't I don't think anybody should laugh at anything that somebody's doing to better themselves, right, whether it's a child or an adult.
Well, I think just to, like, I think the reason that she, and to me, this is how it came up. The reason that she was, excuse me, laughing throughout is because she knew what was coming at the right end. And they saved ballet for the last thing, like, almost as if it was, like, the way it was. I got a hiccup, so. Sorry. But, like, I feel like in the way that it was written, it was almost like they saved ballet to the end so it could be, like, the punchline.
Right. I get that. No, I get it.
Way that I read it when I saw it, and I saw it late, a few, like, way later than everybody else, because I was super busy today. So I saw it that way. I was like, oh, she's like making fun of a fucking 6-year-old because, like, he's taking ballet. And, like, one of the things that, like, I found relatable in my sense was, like, she's, one of the things that she said, or like was written in the art, in the coverage, was that he's, like, fascinated with ballet. And, like, look, I took Lincoln to the Nutcracker in December, and it was just me and him, because, like, there were other family that went, but David had happened to have a seizure earlier that day, and he wasn't up to going, obviously. So I went with him. I'm like, I'm still going to go, and I'm still going to take Link, and it'll be my problem. And that kid sat throughout the entire fucking Nutcracker, which, by the way, is incredible. Silent. Like, there's no talking. Yeah. There's songs, but there's no singing, you know, and he sat from beginning to end and did not move. Like, he sat on my lap and didn't move. And, like, it got to, when we were getting towards the end, he asked me, he was like, is it almost over? And I thought that he was already, like, getting antsy or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's almost over, don't worry. He's like, no, I don't want it to end. So,
well, like, ballet is incredible.
Yeah. So, and in a time where, like, art is not
as, it's not being supported.
It's not being supported. It's not as valued as it should be.
Sophie has art on her schedule this year, and I was so happy to see that. I was so happy. She has art and music.
Right. Like, it's in a time where, like, those kinds of programs and funding for those kinds of things are getting cut from schools, and, like, there people believe that, like, that stuff should solely be funded by philanthropy, and it shouldn't be funded in any way, shape, or form by the government or, you know, whatever. Like, the fact that we're bringing the attention to this should be positive. It shouldn't be negative. And, like, you're on the same network that, like, hosts Dancing with the Stars, which is, like, one of the most successful shows, like, period.
Dancing with the Stars is made to laugh at celebrities that can't dance.
But you're also, you work for Disney.
Yeah.
Like, you know your demographic.
Yeah.
Like, you know that, like, you know that there are people on, there's your work for Disney. Like, there's all kinds of artsy people that are interested and probably tune into ABC over, like, the Good Morning America over the Today Show specifically, because, you know, like, it's very messy.
It is messy.
It's very messy. And, like, I don't think that she needed to have. And also, like, at the end of the day, that's a fucking kid. Like, that's a child.
I do agree with the whole bullying aspect of it. Like, he's, what, 6 years old? Like, come on, man. If somebody was saying that about a regular kid that's not, like, Prince George, like, the future King of England, like, it would be,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like that, like, the second that I saw it, and I saw it on Alex Wong's Instagram, because
that's where I played the clip from, was from that.
Yeah, because I follow him, because I followed him since he was on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, years ago, because he was a Miami kid. Like, he was the Miami dancer. So I started, and I just always have followed him. And when I came up, I was like, I never, and, like, my reaction, like, I never had a positive reaction to the story. Like, I never saw it as, like, in the good light of her saying anything positive at all, because I saw that, like, from the beginning, she was very flippant about it, very jokey about it. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, I did see it the way that Seth did. Like, she held ballet till the end. She held it for the, like, for the that, like, last hit of the punchline, because you can't make a joke about religious studies.
Was it her or was it her writers?
You deliver it. She delivered it. And it's just like when a comedian will say something, mm-hmm, and, like, deadpan, like, deliver it, because you know that it's going to make somebody laugh.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be the one that laughs, or you don't even have to say anything else. Like, you're giving them the punchline.
Right.
And I think the fact, the way that she said, and ballet, like, it was just, okay, let them laugh. And they didn't, you know, in the background, you can kind of later on hear George Stephanopoulos say, well, good for him. Mm-hmm.
after he initially laughed, because I think he realized we shouldn't have laughed. And while, yeah, it's great that it's out there in for like middle America that's obsessed with it, but I think it lost its the benefit of it because of the laughter.
Thinking back on it, the impact, the positive impact that a story like that could have had definitely lost the power in it because of the fact that it was said in a joking manner. And again, I'm talking from my initial reaction to watching her. Like, they were all kind of like jokingly already talking. And I'm sorry, his schedule is fucking ridiculous. He's 6 years old.
The thing is, he's six.
I know, he's a royal, and I know royalty is different. I get that, but he's six. You know, like, Sophie goes to school for 8 hours or however long she's there, and by the time she gets home, and I get to pick her up early, by the time she gets home and I try to get to do homework with her, the child is exhausted, and she's seven, so... Like, he has all his regular subjects, plus poetry, plus, what was it, religious studies, plus dance, is tiring. Any kind of physical
class
is tiring.
It could be those. And if you think about it in that context, it sounds like a lot. But when you think about it in, okay, well, like, I know that Sophie and Oliver have extracurriculars, and so does Lincoln.
Right.
And when you think about it, okay, like, well, like, I know that... Because Sophie's got like the Girl Scouts, and then she's also has karate or
taekwondo.
Yeah. So she's already got two added on. Lincoln does music classes, and he also does some martial arts. So that's already two. And if we're thinking about it as like, oh, this sounds like a lot, but it could be just 1 hour a week.
Right. It could be an hour a week. It could be just like Monday he does this, Tuesday he does something different, Wednesday it's something completely different. And religious
studies could just be
another hour during the day of schooling, because Stephanie and I both went to religious schools and it was part of our curriculum. And we still started at 8 and we still got out at 3. So it could just be another one of his class. And poetry is part of English. Like,
and also we have to think about it in the grouping of, we're thinking this kid is just taking, like, and granted he's 6 or 7 years old, so it's not gonna be so in depth, but he, for his future, needs to learn every religion out there.
He
needs to learn world politics. They probably didn't even talk about the fact that he's gonna start doing diplomacy classes. Like, that's probably done on the DL inside.
And he needs to do like manners, he needs to do etiquette, he needs to do like, he does need to learn ballet, and he does need to learn how to dance, because that's part, like, going to a ball. I don't follow the royals as closely as you do.
There's balls.
But I'm sure there's balls, and I'm sure there's going to be waltzing, and there's going to be, like, all the stuff that he's going to have to know how to do because it comes with his title. And that completely makes sense to me. Like, that makes all the sense in the world to me. Just like, and I think it's great that he wants to do dance, and if he loves it, even better. Like, that's so great.
The only thing is, like, and in a way, like, while it's great that they talked about it, in a weird way, and I get some shit, like, some random stuff becomes news that doesn't need to be news, but did it become news because they knew they would get a joke out of it, or was it news literally just to share this, that Prince George is going now for the school year? Was it, like,
I mean, school's back. Like, this is the first week of this week. August 19th through the 23rd is the first week of school in a lot of places. I know some places start a little bit later. I have friends in Georgia that started, this is their third week of school already. So I know that it's a little different, but for the majority of our country, of the U.S., this week is the first week of school. So she did mention, like, in the beginning, like, oh, his school schedule will make you happy that you're no longer in school. And she's right, because that's a lot of fucking classes, especially for a 6-year-old. But I do love the fact that that little nugget of information is now public knowledge. And sure, I get that the dance community is upset, but I like that they are upset, and I like that they're talking about it, because that means more people are talking about a little boy dancing. And that is still normalizing the fact that it's okay for little boys to dance if they want to.
Yeah, but the problem is that it could have been
handled differently.
100%.
She could have delivered that line better. It's like, oh my God, and he's even doing ballet. That's wonderful. Like, she could have still been laughing about, like, this is my favorite part of the story is that he's doing ballet. Like, go, George. That's so cool that you're dancing and your dad says you love it. Like, she could have said it differently to get that impact. I'm also tired of being mad about everything.
Granted.
So
I get that.
I'm really tired about being mad about everything. So this story, it makes me happy that this little 6-year-old boy is doing ballet and he likes it. So yeah. Like, that is good for you, George. And
that's great for him. But I really do feel that this story was put on the air to make the joke. Because I don't think, because they, you know, last time we talked about Prince George starting school was when he first started, like, kindergarten, like pre-K.
Right.
Like, they haven't talked about him every year. They didn't talk about the fact that Charlotte is starting kindergarten. They talk about the fact that...
Well, he's also the future king.
It doesn't matter. But, like, they talked about him when he started. But, like, what matters that he's starting school and this is the classes? I feel like they chose the story because they knew that they could get a joke.
Right. They chose the story because, like, and this is where it falls on her, is that she could have delivered it differently. No,
but the thing is, I don't think the plan was ever to deliver it differently. Oh, no,
I
know.
I get it.
The plan was, yeah. I think that the story was found and the story was chosen.
The story was like, oh, this little boy is taking ballet classes and, like, let's make fun of it. Like,
which the
I don't know that they necessarily said, let's make fun of it, but, like, oh, this is funny. Let's go with this.
And the funny part that I find is that 2 days before or a day before, you have the entire cast
of Dancing with the Stars
on there. Mm-hmm. So you have the dancing community, like, people like that.
They watch.
That watch that, and that, like, you know, they didn't have the professional dancers on there, but they had
the celebrities.
So you have, like, and the male celebrities, like James Van Der Beek and stuff like that. And, like, I don't think that Dancing with the Stars, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars for the celebrities.
No.
I don't watch Dancing with the Stars to laugh at celebrities.
Oh, no. Me neither.
But no, you said the point of Dancing with the Stars is for
that's
people
why
that,
it started.
I don't think it ever was like that. I think I think it was to, like, push their limits.
I've been watching it since the first season, and I've never felt that way.
I've never felt that it was to laugh at them. I thought it was to see what they can.
Because, like, let me tell you something.
Because some of them are, like, really bad.
Yeah, but they get eliminated right away. Like, they don't stick around. Like even and they take it very seriously, because even I remember when Cloris Leachman was on it, like, years ago.
I saw that season.
And she was bad, but, like, she kind of, like, did the Cloris Leachman thing and, like, tried to make it funny. And I think it was one of her last weeks, the judges told her, she's like, I can't remember which judge it was. I want to say it was maybe even Bruno, who is always very fun loving or whatever. But he told her, he was like, it's unfortunate that you are still here and you're not taking this seriously, because there are people that take this very seriously. And while I love
you, I agree that they take it seriously, but I feel like part of the fun, just like when you watch American Idol, sure, towards the end,
like, I don't,
they're
watch,
amazing, but in the beginning, you know, you watch for the bad audition.
You know, I don't watch it. I don't watch the beginning. I watch it when they're in Hollywood. I can't stand
I never liked that either.
I hate the making fun of the people that are bad dancers. Like, if you actually watched, I don't know if you watched, So You Think You Can Dance.
No.
So You Think You Can Dance. If you ever watched the tryouts, they don't play. They never allowed people to get up there and make fun of dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have, like, one person that would come up there and like, literally the guy would, like, he would stop them and be like, you're not really here.
Right.
You're not here for dance. So please stop and leave. Like, because they never allowed it. And, like, that's why I like, but, like, that's one of my things. Like, Jeff knows, like, I won't watch American Idol until.
Well, The Voice. So American Idol and The Voice, like, The Voice stopped that thing. Like, they didn't want to do it. And I think in the new, like, rebooted version of Idol, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Like, the people that are just bad and you know that they're bad, like, it was just make, like, I never found William Hung funny. Like, the whole thing that, like, they, like, just exploited the fact that he was, like,
bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, he thought he, like, because the thing is, like, you're not making fun of, because in the beginning, at least, like, later on, people were doing it for the attention. But in the beginning of Idol.
Yeah. Everybody thought that they were good.
Could sing, and you were, like, these people were making fun of them, like, straight up. So I never liked the beginning of Idol when, like, I'll usually catch it at, like, Hollywood Week. Like, when they're actually, like, about to decide on who's the top 20 or the top whatever that's going to go on to the show. Mm-hmm. And the same thing. So, like, that's why I've never liked the shows where they make fun of the person for trying. Right. So, like, I just didn't say, like, I told you, like, my whole thing with this, like, I was, like, bothered by the fact that I'm like, you guys picked this story to make fun of a 6-year-old. Like, that's the first thing that I thought. Like, I'm like, yeah, I could see, like, the positivity of bringing dance to light, but now
the way it was handled was incorrect.
Yeah. And people are fighting to prove to you that that is the wrong view.
Right.
Because now you have all these dancers that have to come out and say,
they took her.
Oh, the puppy.
The puppies. They took them to Sorry, I'm watching D23 footage.
But yeah, so
she's here, guys.
They have real rescue dogs playing Lady and the Tramp. It's so adorable.
Oh, yeah. Lady was a rescue too?
I think, I don't know about Lady, but Tramp. I read an article a few years ago that all the dogs were rescue dogs. That they found them in like different shelters throughout the country. And the, but now they're specifying on Tramp, so.
I like that.
Anyway, it was the trailer was very cute.
Yeah, but that's my soapbox on the dancing thing.
Like I said, my original reaction to the video was okay. She's laughing. I really try so hard not to go negative when I watch things. I try to see give people the benefit of the doubt and try to see like the silver lining. But you guys explained it to me and I completely agree with you. Like, you're right.
I'm telling you, that's why I just don't deal with half the stuff. I'm just like, that's why I don't like watching the news. And I thought Good Morning America.
I can't stop watching.
I thought Good Morning America and things like that were, like, at least safe. Like, at my house, like, I've gotten to the point that...
Generally, the first couple hours, they are news. But the later hours, they're more fluffy stuff.
Yeah, like, but let me tell you, like, now that Nathan...
Hoda and Kathy... Yeah. Well, Kathy Lee retired, but all they did was drink wine at 10 o'clock in the morning. I love Kathy Lee and
Hoda. They were the best.
Listen, Kathy Lee and Hoda are the reason that Passions got canceled. So stop.
I still love them.
But
miss Passions. I miss Passions every day.
But like when...
Did you watch Passions?
Please tell me you watched. Just fell off.
But Nathan, when he was going to summer camp and when he was also in preschool, we didn't have to bring him to like 9 o'clock, like 8:45, 8 something. Mm-hmm. So we would put on the news and it got to the point that I stopped watching the news and I just put like the Weather Channel or like Disney Channel or like something else. And my mom was like, I want to know what's happening in the world. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, you don't need to know.
Yeah, I don't
like,
put anything.
So, but now luckily, since I literally.
That's what Facebook's for.
Like, Nathan has to be at school so early that we wake up, eat breakfast and go. Like, I don't have to, I don't look at the news. Sorry.
Yeah, they have to be there early. They have to be in school by 7:45. So.
Yikes.
It's early.
Yeah, I was up at 6.
So. I got out of bed at 7:45 today.
I wish.
Can someone please explain to me how when Neri's home, I'm late to everything. I do better when I'm by myself. Like, I don't understand. I don't. Like, you would think if I have an extra set of hands helping me, it would be better.
You would think that.
But it's not. This whole week, we've been late. We've gotten to school at 8:20 every day. Today, I was parking in front of the school at 8:03. How did I do 20 minutes
faster?
I mean,
like, maybe Dave and I have, like, the routine so down-packed that, like, it's, like, a well-oiled machine at this point. But maybe that's it.
My routine.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not part of your normal routine. So, like, it doesn't flow.
It's just so, like... mind-boggling.
That was the nicest way I could say that.
No, I know.
Yeah, like I do it by myself because everybody's still sleeping.
Like, right, but let one of them wake up and try to help you, and it's just gonna make it worse. Because like this morning, I woke up late. I slept through my alarm, and I was like, "Oh crap, I'm not gonna have time to do it." I did everything, and I looked at the watch, and I'm like, "Oh, it's 8 o'clock, and we're ready to go." Like, this is. Holy crap, like we're done.
I have to now increase my routine a half hour.
Oh yeah, because you're moving
I'm moving
far
further
away.
South. So yeah,
you were down the street.
Yep. I literally left my house this morning at 7:38. And they have to be like the gate closes at 7:45 and we made it on time.
Yeah. So see, I've come to realize that apparently there is a gridlock in my neighborhood.
Mm. Yep.
That I did not know existed because we were always leaving at like 8 something. Mm-hmm. And now if the other day when like I barely made it at 7:45, we left my house at 7:15. And I cannot leave my house later than 7:05 because it takes me to at least 20 minutes to just, you know how close I live to a bird.
Yeah.
That little, like literally just pull out that road is bumper to bumper in the mornings at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, I mean, I have friends that live like in the close to where I'm moving. Like they live in the Hammocks or they live in like Colusa or like, which is right there.
Yeah.
And they say that they've all told me like that they leave by like 6:50 and 7 and they're fine.
Yeah, but that means you're going to have to leave by that time as opposed to 7:30.
Oh, I know. No, I know this. Monday is not going to be fun.
So you're officially going to like...
Yeah, they're moving our stuff tomorrow.
Yay!
I mean, unless... I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it has to be tomorrow because I'm not lugging... I'm not doing pivot with a king-size mattress up my stairs. So
pivot!
We did it with like a box the other day and I'm like, no, we're not doing this again.
But yeah... I don't like, I get it, but I don't get it because, like, really.
No, because logically it should make sense.
Exactly. Logically, you have an extra set of hands.
Like, there's no reason you should be late.
But it literally, like, listen, me and Nathan, we wake up at 6:15. We go into the kitchen. I make his lunch. I pour myself my cup of coffee. As I'm like setting up his lunchbox, he's just like chilling on the couch. I ask him, what do you want for breakfast? Usually it's the same thing. He eats his breakfast as I just finish up his lunch. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get dressed.
His Ready Whip and Frosted Flakes.
Ready Whip and cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Not Frosted Flakes. Cornflakes.
No, because that would be too much sugar.
He doesn't like Frosted Flakes. No, there's no sugar in Ready Whip.
How does he not like Frosted Flakes?
What fucking weirdo kid doesn't like Frosted Flakes?
He likes Cheerios?
Sorry, I love him. Wait, that's weird. Like, every
plain
kid loves
Cheerios?
Honey Nut. Listen, I prefer plain Cheerios. I don't like fucking Honey Nut. Yeah. Honey Nut could suck a big one. Yeah. I fucking hate Honey Nut Cheerios.
Get out.
I hate Honey
Give
Nut
me
Cheerios.
My headphones backing it out.
Honey Nut Cheerios is a tool of the Antichrist.
That he
what
does.
What's wrong with you?
Like, Nathan, yeah, that was like one thing. Like, he does like Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, I bought him like regular Cheerios by mistake once and he was like not having it.
No, they taste like cardboard. Like,
but he has
this paper bag.
He likes he likes corn flakes. Like, he does not like Frosted
Flakes. Conflay.
So literally, I get Ready Whip and I do the whole like at the bottom of the bowl.
Frosted Flakes are amazing.
And I put corn.
What the best part about Frosted Flakes is?
Have you tried the cinnamon Frosted Flakes?
No,
I don't want to mess with regular Frosted Flakes.
No, they're so good. You don't like cinnamon? The fuck? I'm learning so much about the two of you.
Not with my Frosted Flakes.
I like cinnamon, but I don't want it with Frosted Flakes.
I don't want it in my Frosted Flakes.
But they're so good.
I like snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles are amazing.
Snickerdoodles are great. But cinnamon Frosted Flakes are really good.
I know about that.
Listen.
Next time I buy them,
you know what the
I will
best part of having Frosted Flakes is like the sugary milk at the end of it.
See, trust me, I'm a big fan of Frosted Flakes, but
love Frosted Flakes.
I can't have them in my house because I will eat them furiously. Yeah, like, I will eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah.
Like that and Fruity Pebbles.
That's why I can't keep them in my house. Yeah. I have to keep.
I refuse to buy them.
I like Cheerios, but I don't eat them as often as I do Frosted Flakes. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Like, I don't eat, like, I don't have them in my house because it's bad for me.
It's like my soul is like tethered to the box of Frosted Flakes.
But like my kid, remember, my kid is also very like
weird,
paranoid and untrusting. And
I wonder where he gets
and
that.
Any
I blame
food
you for that.
And any, yeah. And any food that you give him, he's like, I don't know what that is. So by luck, they introduced him to cornflakes once and he liked them. So now he's okay with those. But he calls it a smoothie. So I'm like, Nathan, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want cereal and milk? He goes, no. He goes, I want my smoothie, which his smoothie is.
That's not a smoothie. I mean, like, he's not having like a green kale smoothie in the morning.
That's closer to a slushie.
So he wants that. No. Oh my God. He got so mad at me this morning because I made him. So I made him the little lunchbox and stuff like that. And I've been trying because my kid is the pickiest fucking eater on earth. When it comes
to
lunchbox.
No, madam. No, madam.
He won't eat lunch. Like, he barely eats his lunchbox. Like, he eats like popcorn and chips and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So like, I made him like the mac and cheese.
I've told you both.
Yeah.
Let them go to bed hungry.
Oh, I've
told you, let them go to bed hungry. It will be the one and only time it happens.
Well, but I've started doing that more recently.
Well, the thing is, like, for lunch, like, I was able to, I never had to pack lunch. because his previous school, they cooked there, and right. like it was like rice and right. you know, spaghetti and like picadillo and like home cooked. So he would eat like the rice or the yellow rice or stuff like that. But now, like over the summer, I had to like pack snacks. Snacks is easy, right. but food, I ended up just paying for the pizza, and he could do that. But now the cafeteria doesn't open
till September 3rd.
To September. So I've had to, like, this last week and now next week, I also have to figure out lunch. Mm-hmm. So I've been making, like, I have a thermos thingy, and I put like mac and cheese, and you know, I've done like turkey and cheese and crackers because my kid's too cool for a Lunchable.
You've just said all the things that Sophie will not eat.
But like, so I've packed them all, and he's, that doesn't eat anything of it. Like, he'll eat like picad. But I thought, okay, well, he'll eat a cheese sandwich, literally piece of bread and cheese.
I don't understand why that's a problem. Cheese sandwiches are fucking amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why. But so I tried to be like,
listen, when I was in like high school and I was staying by myself, like in the summer when my parents worked, like I would make myself like cheese and mayonnaise sandwiches that are fucking amazing.
Exactly. But I love cheese and mayonnaise.
I mean, like, I'm not slathering it in mayonnaise, but like a nice.
It's, they mean, not less dry.
Yeah, but exactly. So, it's not just bread and cheese. I'm not a fucking savage.
So I have a box of cookie cutters.
Oh, you're that mom.
So I thought I was going to be all cute, and I made him like his cheese sandwich.
Are you really surprised that she would be that mom?
I'm not at all.
I made him a cheese sandwich, and I had an apple, like cookie cutter. So I like
used the apple. I'm judging you so hard.
Yeah, that's fine. And I
so hard.
And I put it in his lunchbox, and like he refused to eat it.
Because it was shaped like an apple?
Yeah, he says, I don't like apple cheese sandwiches. That's like not how
that actually sounds really flavoring. Good though.
He goes, that's
apples and cheese is good together.
No.
Yes.
No. Remember, yes. I don't like mixing salty and sweet.
Yeah, but he goes, that's not what a cheese sandwich should look like, Mom.
He's not wrong.
And I'm like, but I'm trying to make it cute for you. He goes, don't try. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, Nate's kind of a savage.
Every once in a while, he's,
I think,
like,
he gets it from Jeff.
And I'm like,
oh, he prays to the Church of Jeff.
Listen, oh, you like, should call this episode the Church of Jeff.
Oh, God. But yeah, I was like, but yeah, like, no, in the morning, and like, I get him dressed, and we're out the door, like, by 7 o'clock, 7:05 at the latest, not a problem. The longest that takes me is like, if I want to drink my coffee, and I'm like, just chill, kid. I need more coffee in me. But everybody's sleeping. Like, everybody's asleep. My mom's still asleep. Jeff's still asleep. I, like, literally, Nathan is dressed, ready, hair done. And I go, and I'm like, okay, go give people kisses. Because they're all asleep.
I'm telling you, today, I was, like, freaking out and rushing. And I turn around, and I look at the time, and I was like, it's 8. We're done. And, like, the school's right here around the corner. I was parking at 8:03, walking onto the, like, walking through the gates at 8:07.
I did also this week.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, I will tell you though, I have come to the conclusion this week though of 1 week of getting to school at 7 something in the morning and dealing with those people of traffic. People are assholes.
Yep.
And I don't understand them, and they make no sense whatsoever.
Yep.
Because you guys have been to my house. So you pull out of my neighborhood that you're at the stop sign, and you make a right, mm-hmm. and you have that like mini light.
Right.
Okay. So it's literally bumper to bumper getting to the main road that's coming up, which mm-hmm. is the next light. So you're at the mini light, and the light is red or green, whatever it may be, but there's cars right in front of you. There's not really any place you can go. Mm-hmm. So I eventually get to the light. It turns red. I stop.
As you should.
Yes. There is a car length away from me at most. The people from the other direction now have the green. So one or two cars attempt to get in. There's still people blocking the road because they can't fit because the front hasn't moved. Mm-hmm. So the front moves. Those cars start getting in front of me and they start moving into traffic. Now my light turns green. There is still a car in front of me. I can't go anywhere. A woman that was a car. I was on the right lane, on the left lane. So there's a two-lane little street. The second car back on the left lane starts honking for me and the guy to move. Where? And then pulls out into the turn lane, comes around, and comes in front.
Gets in front of you.
And gets in front of me sideways.
Blocking you.
Blocking me because she felt that her time, one, was more important than mine.
obviously,
and that she could navigate this better. When literally, why should I move forward? Matter the light.
Why are you going to block the inner? There have been times me leaving here in order to not block the main intersection getting out of here. You guys know which one it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the morning, I will sit at that red light and I'll go through like two red lights before I can move because the cars, not only do they not move, once they do move, there's more cars coming. Getting out of here in the morning, like when I was working at the insurance company, getting out of here in the morning was a fucking nightmare. Once I got on the turnpike on the highway, it was fine. My problem was here in my neighborhood. There have been times where I'll leave my house and half an hour later I'll text Nary and I'm like, I'm just getting to the main street right now. And it's the amount of people in the city is ridiculous.
I'm telling you, you know where I live. It's literally, I could
you know where I live. There. We're at my house right now.
Yeah. But like you could walk to the main intersection
yeah.
in less than.
We've done it.
Yeah, it's
and we've done it drunk.
Yeah, it's right there. It's not far. But like the fact that this, I was like, where do you want me to go? And people and like she's still behind me, and we go, and I'm like, you're literally a car in front of me.
Oh, I do that all the time. Like I'll laugh at those people. Like you honked at me, you tailgated me, you cut me off, and we're still at the same red light. Like. Well, relax. Like you're gonna give yourself a heart attack. Chill.
Yeah, and the thing is that if I leave after 7:15 down the main road, there's
another
three
school.
Schools.
Yeah,
there's three charters. So the three schools have
school zones.
Have school zones. Mm-hmm. So if I get there right before 7:15, I can just go regular speed. But right. if not, I have to actually slow down for these. Which also people honking at me, and I'm like, it's a school zone.
If a cop sees me, I'm gonna get pulled over.
Just saying, I'm already risking it with my phone. Not gonna risk it with my speed where I could kill somebody.
I don't need to bring more negative attention to myself.
Right.
Thanks. I have hiccups now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm gonna call it because I got hiccups.
Yeah, and I'm calling this one.
Yeah. So, real quick, let's recap. We were drinking a wine cube, red blend. What did you guys think?
Honestly, it was very easy to drink. Mm-hmm. I would have probably liked it, like, maybe if, I don't want to say chilled because it's white, it's red wine, but, like, maybe,
a
like,
a little cooler.
A little yeah. cooler wouldn't hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
It was sweet. It wasn't bitter. It didn't have an aftertaste.
I honestly thought it was going to taste like shit because most of these black wines do yeah. taste like shit, and it wasn't. So
It was sweet without being
like overkill.
Overly sweet. So it was doable because we've had super sweet wines and
it's not.
I would not
ladies.
Really even.
Consider it's not good. Not good for the ladies. It's not good for
I
the
wouldn't. Ladies.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we need to go to bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider this like an especially sweet wine, but it's definitely not bitter. It's not dry.
Yeah.
It's good to take places.
Fits in your purse.
Yep.
It's literally a juice box and it's resealable so it won't spill in your purse.
Right.
Two thumbs up.
I like it.
All right, guys. So that's our episode for this week. Thank you so much for checking us out. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network with What's Up Bro, Zeros on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, Pero Let Me Tell You, Morbid Curiosity, and I think that's it. I'm trying not to hiccup again.
Excuse me. You okay there?
Sleepy. You can email us, MomasMLO, MomasMerlot, at gmail.com. I have hiccups, guys. Don't laugh at me. It's spelled the same on all of our social media.
Do you want me to close it out?
No, I'm fine. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and everywhere else. We love your faces. And cheers. Oh, and don't forget to come to our Burger Beast thing.
Yes.
Cheers.
Find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.